Well, another potential climate change scandal. I've spoken often to biologist and researcher Dr. Jennifer Marahassi about the Murray-Darling. Now she's blown the lid on another possible global warming hoax perpetrated by our very own Bureau of Meteorology. This is about the way the Bureau records historical temperatures. Apparently, the Bureau doesn't accept actual recorded temperatures when compiling historical temperature records. Instead, it improves them via a process described euphemistically as homogenisation. The Bureau reasons that some recorded historical temperatures are unreliable because, for instance, they may have been collected by thermometers in beer crates on the verandas of outback pubs. So it tweaks them so they're consistent with temperatures recorded simultaneously at other nearby official recording stations. Never mind that some of these nearby stations are up to 974 kilometres apart. Why would anyone assume the temperature in Amberley in southeast Queensland, for instance, should be homogenised with temperatures recorded at Frederick Reef in the Coral Sea or at the Bourke Post Office in New South Wales? But that's what's happened. And you guessed it. In the process, the minimum temperature records at Amberley over the last century have been scaled up 2.5 degrees by the Bureau, in line with man-made climate change ideology, when in fact the actual recorded temperatures at Amberley show a 1 degree Celsius cooling trend in the minimum temperature over the last century. Further proof that the climate change hoax is far too often prosecuted with untruth.